I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. 2013 was the year the city of Detroit filed for bankruptcy, the largest U.S. city ever to do so. And few places in Detroit symbolize the decay of America's Motor City so fully as the old abandoned Packard Auto Plant. It's been sitting in ruins for more than five decades, a 40-acre crumbling disaster zone. But that doesn't seem to faze the site's new owner, Peru-based Spanish developer Fernando Palazuelo. He bought the plant recently at auction. Reporter Annie Murphy, with our partners at Radio Ambulante, spoke with the developer in the Peruvian capital, Lima.
When I meet Fernando Palazuelo, he's dressed in cargo pants, loafers, and a button-down shirt. It's the sort of outfit a 20-year-old might wear to a summer internship. But Palazuelo is one of the largest property owners in downtown Lima. And he never dreamed he'd find historic real estate for cheaper than what he paid here, back before Peru's economic boom.
When I began to buy in Lima, I'm paying $100 per square meter, when in Spain it was $10,000 or $12,000.
But that was also before Detroit went bankrupt and Palazuelo bought the old Packard plant.
In Detroit, I am paying $1.3 per square meter, already constructed.
Palazuelo's 58. As a young man, he served in the Spanish Foreign Legion in North Africa. And when he got out, he started buying and restoring old buildings in Spain. He says he applies what he learned in the armed forces to real estate.
So I think like a military, no? So one of the gold rules is adapt yourself to the landscape.
This, says Palazuelo, is how he managed to buy and refurbish buildings in Madrid, Barcelona, Bilbao, and Mallorca. And until 5 or 6 years ago, he never dreamed of leaving Spain.
I was living in the palace in Mallorca, 2,000 square meters with frescoes and a garden. I mean, the most fantastic house you can ever think, with a collection of old Ferraris. And I thought, finally, well, I've done it, no?
Then came the 2008 financial crisis. Palazuelo lost everything.
I was forced to file for bankruptcy in Europe, in Madrid, Barcelona. I sold my Ferrari collection. And I sold my house in Barcelona and in Mallorca. I left my family with little money, and I told them I have to move.
And he came here, to Lima. Property was still cheap, but after decades of terrorism and government corruption, Lima's historic downtown was in really bad shape. Yet Palazuelo saw opportunity. The only issue was that he had no money. He was able to persuade building owners to let him buy entirely on credit. The next thing, he says, was finding tenants.
I went to Europe, I went to the States, I went to Mexico, and in the middle of the crisis, with Lehman Brothers collapsing and all the Spanish saving banks collapsing, I mean, I was telling them, move your office to Peru. Bring your departments out of the expensive countries. So I was able to create, in 6 years, 15,000 new jobs in the historical center and fill all my buildings.
And thanks to Peru's booming economy, all those properties he bought at $100 a square meter are now valued at between $1,800 and $2,000 per meter. A few months ago, Palazuelo was reading the newspaper and saw that Detroit was filing for bankruptcy.
I thought, my God, what happens with Detroit, no? So during 1 month, I was reading information and thinking about opening an office there, no?
At the end of August, he flew there. His first stop was the old Packard plant. He couldn't get a cab driver to go to the neighborhood, so he walked. And he fell in love with the site. After, he went to the Wayne County Treasurer's office, which he says was filled with people trying to stop foreclosures.
I never thought that in the States you could see something like Detroit in August. I mean, it was really like a war, no?
Palazuelo waited hours to talk to someone and finally convinced them that he was serious and wanted to buy the Packard plant. It ended up costing him just over $400,000. He plans to overhaul the whole thing, which he says will take at least another $350 million, and to turn it into a mixed-use space, with light industry and tech companies, artist studios, and apartments. He himself hopes to move in for his birthday on April 9th. According to Palazuelo, his whole story is about knowing how to adapt to change.
I mean, we all thought Peru, Bolivia, third-class countries. How somebody from Europe, living in a high standard, can collapse and then come here to a third-class country, recover himself, and help Detroit with the knowledge and the people from Peru.
Palazuelo says he'll be investing a lot of resources from Peru, from Lima-based architects to money generated by his projects here in Detroit. For Ambulante in the World, I'm Annie Murphy in Lima.